So as Adam mentioned a minute ago, I did join a cult.
All right, so what's going on?
I bought Soylent.
I heard that stuff tastes like shit.
It actually tastes like a bland vanilla milkshake. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's not where I thought that was going to go.
It's a... What? No.
Yeah, so does my protein shakes. It tastes like a bland vanilla shake.
The thing about it, though, it's like it's actually a food. It's not like a supplement. It's where they're not regulated by anything and they can just say whatever the fuck they want. It's just house plants that are ground up in there, right? It's actually a food.
Hey, I'm making a good living doing that.
And
you're playing Jeff this week, Lana.
It only takes
streak has me kind of worried because it's going to stop at some point.
Alex, sell me on this thing. These people aren't listening to you because they hate you.
I'm listening.
Well, so the first time I had, I didn't know what to think about it. I told you that.
I know.
But then like 3 or 4 hours later, I realized that I didn't hate myself and I wasn't tired and I felt good.
Universally, after I eat, I always feel terrible.
Yeah, I don't. I feel good. Like, I feel really good right now. And it, like...
Are you saying you're better than me because you didn't get Qdoba?
I feel like I'm going to feel a lot better than you in about an hour.
That's not what I asked. No, I think your answer gave me the answer.
But, so, like, I did a small case at first. And, like, the next day, I was, like, super looking forward to breakfast, so I...
This sounds exactly like me and drinking. I did a small case at first, and then the next day I was super looking forward to breakfast.
By the next day, delicious. 3 hours later, because technically that was the next day. Yeah. Then I did a case, a Crave case.
So now I'm doing like 48 a month, and it's super cheap. It's like $2 a meal.
I have been on this massive reduce my expenditures kick. Which I thought would actually save me a bunch of money in the end, but it just means I waste more money on stupider shit.
Sounds about right.
Welcome to America.
Well,
our projected scores are very close.
Yeah, Alex is trying to sell me on this. Alex isn't really trying to sell me on this. I'm trying to sell myself on this, so I'm using Alex as a scapegoat to try and convince myself.
I'd go for it. Because I used to eat terribly.
You wouldn't go for it. You just are doing it.
Yeah. I used to eat terribly.
You're getting ahead of the age metabolism curve here.
Sure.
He's only like 2 years younger than I am.
I know.
I'm 27.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, like I hate Alex.
See what you have to look forward to? At some point, you just stop eating.
I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg. Oh, by the way, she's coming to town.
Yeah.
Did you get your tickets?
No.
Tony.
Who?
Amy Schumer.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming here on Star Wars night.
Oh, did you get a Monday night tickets for that?
No. Saturday. We're going Saturday afternoon.
So... this not mutually exclusive event.
No, I was trying to remember when it was. So yeah, that's why. Plus, I don't
like her.
No, choose your words carefully. I like her. I don't like seeing performances in stadiums. It was fine when I was 16, but I really just have gotten over seeing performances in stadiums.
Wait, where is she gonna be?
Scottrade.
Scottrade. A comedian in an arena.
Huge place like that, yeah.
I can watch a video. We recorded our HBO show.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be the same thing. Yeah. It's most of that HBO show is the show I've already seen. I don't care.
It's gotten to the point now where I don't go to concerts unless it's like at the Firebird or
Pageant.
The Pageant.
Firebird?
Yeah. The Pageant is my favorite place.
Pageant is a great place to see a show. It really is.
Don't make up places.
I've seen some really good stuff at the Pageant, too.
The Crack Fox, too, but that's usually only for Voltaire.
You literally go there for one show.
I go there for Voltaire. He's my boy.
He's my jam.
He is very pretty.
I was going to say we should take you there the next time, but you're not fucking old enough.
I need to find a way.
Austin, get 21.
Work on that.
Yeah.
I'm actively looking
at aging.
I can't finish my sentence.
I've got a Nexus. I'll get you a Chrono Boost to age you. I've been playing StarCraft 2, by the way.
I heard they came out.
Legacy of the Void, the third part of the trilogy.
I don't know what those words mean, but...
I want to split my time between Fallout and StarCraft.
That's easy. Don't play StarCraft?
Your life is so fucking simple.
Drinking is Soylent and playing is Fallout.
That's right. You're drinking your fucking irradiated
it's
water.
It's meta.
Not running around with dog meat.
I have not started playing Fallout yet.
That's a goddamn shame.
I haven't had a good point where I've been able to like focus on it. And I know like I'm just going to...
Yeah, lose yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
You're sucked into the fucking vortex. First time you put on that Brotherhood of Steel armor, you're going to be like, oh... mount a fleshlight in the bottom of your desk. I've already worked on all the logistics.
I only have one tattoo, and the next tattoo that I've been thinking about getting for the longest time has been the Brotherhood of Steel logo.
Oh, you want to be tattoo buddies?
But only if my tattoo...
No.
That's romantic.
Oh, you just want to get a tattoo at the same time.
Similar time.
Sure.
I mean, if we're both going to use the same... You know what? Fuck you guys.
You know where I'm going.
Don't make it weird.
Like, so which one's doing it on the left ass cheek and which one's doing it on the right?
Well, yeah.
Because they got
to be next to each other. Exactly. Lying side by side. Right. So they just have...
Here's the thing.
Nuzzling ass cheeks.
We're both going to get tattoos on both ass cheeks. But, like, it's going to be a continuous shot. So you could, like, lay one down and then move the other one on the other side and, like...
I think it needs to be something so that when your ass is... If you did it quickly enough, it could be a moving picture.
With the Brotherhood of Steel logo making up...
You wouldn't need to do the O's.
That's right. There's really only one.
You could probably squeeze the A in there, too.
Yeah, you probably could.
I could make the A work.
Austin's working at the logistics of it now.
Austin's going to have a weird therapy appointment tomorrow.
Man, Tony, I think I have like a million things to fucking talk about.
Epic was good. Turns out we weren't playing it right, but...
Jinx.
That's fine.
It was close. We were really close to right. Like, the differences were, in a multiplayer game, the first player does get to draw a card.
Oh, I would have won.
Sure. And that move where we were spending one gold on each other player's turn, when it's not your turn, you only get to spend one gold.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But really... I mean, we were all playing by the rules, so it wasn't like it was unfair.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Probably.
Oh, I got nothing. Tell me, what's going on with that laptop?
It was running StarCraft earlier, so now it's trying to cool off. It's hot. That's how hot StarCraft 2 is.
Sizzling.
Also,
a snake?
I don't know what's going on. No, it's a tail. It's a cheetah tail. Aaron, they went to some store today, and Aaron got ears and a tail and
post Halloween sale,
something like that. Yeah, $2 for the whole ensemble. The other thing you can do with Epic is that we could have actually sorted all the colors and each just chosen a color and play with that deck.
Mm.
You play with a single color deck, and it each deck then is supposed to be balanced.
I mean, there's bonuses.
There's bonuses to showing similar cards and playing another card of the same color. So I mean, I can see that. I can see why you might want to do that.
I like the randomness.
But the randomness was kind of cool.
Yeah, fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex for no reason.
Fucking Wolf Lord.
Fucking Wolf Lord.
I got 18 wolves on the table now. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they all have +1/+1.
Oh, fucking wolves.
Well, I'm going to kill 7 of them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Just bring 7 back with my fucking spirit whip. Bullshit that was.
I played Holden the next day.
Did you fucking destroy him?
The first card I threw was at 18-18. First hand. Boom. Then at the table, he's like, seriously? That's the way it goes.
See, that's the part where I felt like the game wasn't very balanced, though, was you're able to bring out these huge creatures immediately.
Yeah, but you could also nuke them immediately, too. I mean, it's the risk of pulling them out first is that, I mean, you better have a good backup card. Because if that's the thing you're gonna start with, if anybody's got a way to kill it, it's gone.
I just feel like there should have been a better cost system.
It feels like the game shouldn't work, but it does.
Yeah, the whole only spending one coin, like, that kind of broke my brain a little bit.
But it's fun in spite of itself.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of the game? No? If you guys aren't going to form opinions, I don't know what we're going to talk about on this show.
again.
Well, had you invited me over to play that night, I would have had an opinion.
I don't invite people to other people's houses.
I already most of the time. I snapped at him already when the subject came up.
I feel like I was invited over here.
You were.
No.
What, invited or he just showed up?
No, it was more like, I'm seeing Alex tonight for dinner. Hey, if he wants to come too, that's fine.
Tony's like, everyone's leaving my house.
I'm going to be alone. I want to play a game.
Being alone frightens me.
Well, it was either that or I was just going to play Destiny all night. It was one of the two. I would have been fine either way. So what's going on with Austin? How's work?
It's
still working?
Minimum wage.
Well. Seen any free movies?
Yeah, I saw Spectre.
You know, we're not here to talk about these.
How is that?
Yeah. It's really good.
God damn it.
I liked it.
Let's do it.
I heard.
We can do Spectre.
What if we do Spectre next week?
We can do Spectre next week.
I'm down with that.
I'm not going to be able to see it, so I will make shit up about it.
I'll see it this weekend.
You watch your fucking mouth.
I don't know when I'll see it, but I'll try to
I'll take you for free. Don't even worry.
I'm going to be gone for 3 days, so.
That's true.
You know, there's 7 days in a week, Alex.
I'm going to be gone for 4 days. Yeah, but I got a fucking convention to go to on Friday. So have you heard of this, what is it, like .NET STL or something like that? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go to that on Friday. And before whenever I said I was going to go to that, it was a Friday and Saturday thing. And there's only one panel that I really wanted to go to. There's only one. And it's on
racism
Saturday.
Racism in .NET.
No. Well, there is sexism in .NET, apparently, on the first day.
Yeah.
I'm
is
going
to the first day when no one can attend it.
Yeah, I'm going to that one.
That's the 10 a.m. Friday panel, or the 6 p.m. Friday panel when everybody else is at the bar.
Yeah, so
hitting on the chicks.
So I'm going to be there,
making terrible advances
Friday, and I'm going to fly out to California. But it looks so bad. I'm worried that this is just going to be a terrible thing to go to.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I looking at the schedule, I already feel like I'm not going to learn anything, and that makes me sad.
You're not.
It's going to be a bunch of nerds who are away from their wives and or mothers for the first time.
That has not been my experience at the tech conventions I've gone to.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a bunch of dudes who are 20 years older than me trying to learn new technology.
Yeah.
It's going to be a combination of that, and it's going to be a combination
of... Execs that have no fucking clue how any of it works, so they're going to ask a bunch of inane questions. I've seen that, too.
I'm good. I'm already not bringing business cards to this thing, so.
The other situation you're going to have, which is, I think, going to be the majority of the things you go to, is the Microsoft marketing that technology at you. Like, did the SQL Server, like the SQL Saturday things for a while, and it's like, I went to exactly one panel that wasn't them like, you should upgrade to SQL 2012 to get these new features. Like, I don't give a shit about these new features. But then this one chick's like, hey, here's some things you can do with SQL. Like, here, use these windowed functions. So you can do counts, you can do blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh my God, this is actually useful information. And she's like, well, I only had 5 minutes of the hour to talk about this. No, come back! You're good at this! These are new things!
See, like, if it was something like that, that'd be great. But, like, most of this stuff is, a lot of it was like, why you should use TFS 2015. I'm like...
That's a marketing panel.
I'm like, I don't fucking want to at all.
Yeah.
I wish we were
just... The answer is we're not.
Yeah. I wish we were just using Git because I'm already sick of TFS.
Yeah, like, TFS blows.
Like, it's already fucked up shit. Anyway, it's just... Ugh. So...
TFS Team Foundation Server.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in the cloud now. It blows. Mm. It actually blew before it went to the cloud. They just moved the blowing to, like, servers.
Well, yeah. What pisses me off, like, we have our TFS server, and it just randomly stops responding for, like, 20 minutes, and then comes back, and nobody fucking knows why. I love it. So I'm like, okay, I just can't check out code right now, so I just fucking wait for 15 minutes and try it again, because I need this branch. Like,
well, it's also been, the newer versions are now hosted in SharePoint, I think.
Oh, great. Like, and I never had that problem with GitHub unless they were going under a DDoS attack, which is like once a year. This is like literally a random two blocks of 15 to 20 minutes out of each day the TFS server just doesn't fucking respond. So I simply...
You know what you should do to fix that? Upgrade to the latest version. Maybe upgrade your servers.
Pre-order.
Yeah.
It's time for 2018.
You still use NextJS 2010?
The other cool thing, though...
Let's just do the whole thing. Just
So my computer at work has this weird antivirus on it, had this weird antivirus on it that kept fucking with Visual Studio. Like it That's would awesome. Pause its process and like scan it constantly. So I complained to the IT department and the guy was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. We don't have an account to log in and even fix this thing anymore. Just uninstall it. All right.
That's what I wanted to do.
Perfect. So fuck it.
Problem solved.
I no longer have problems with Visual Studio now.
I don't know if you guys have realized this, but Alex and I are on the same page about this movie tonight. I've been avoiding talking about it like the fucking...
We haven't even started the podcast yet.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Lena.
This is Austin.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers.
I like how you slipped that in there just to get into the podcast.
Gotta start somewhere. All right, so next week...
Start at the beginning.
If we record next week, Serpico, then...
No, Serpico's tonight.
Oh, no, that's tonight. Next week is
Spectre.
Spectre. And then Kung Fury for Skanksgiving.
Ooh, Skanksgiving is the best holiday of the
year. It was a magical time of the year.
Austin looks skeptical.
Everyone's You're actually looking at in me. College! Skanksgiving is your holiday!
It is. It is a college holiday.
I don't know what
the All right, so
Skanksgiving. Children.
Skanksgiving, traditionally.
Noble tradition.
The noble tradition of Skanksgiving starts when you go home
for Thanksgiving
break. But you come home on like Tuesday or Wednesday morning. But Wednesday evening, all of your friends have come back too. So like all the people you haven't seen since high school are back. And most of the time now, you're able to go out to bars and drink or somebody can get you in.
And you don't want to stay at your parents' house.
Because you don't want to stay with your folks because you're used to having that,
to just that go out and autonomy do whatever.
To do whatever you want. So you go out and you know you're going home to your parents' house at some point because it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. You got to go. You're going to be gorging on turkey.
You got nothing else to do.
You got nothing else to do. So you go and you drink and you make terrible, terrible decisions.
It's the busiest bar night of the year.
Skanksgiving.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is.
Not St. Patrick's Day?
Nope. St. Patrick's Day is hard to do because the parades.
I don't know. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
You know how we went downtown for Mardi Gras?
Yeah, that was terrible.
St. Patrick's Day is the same thing. Only it's less cold.
That was terrible because it was so fucking cold.
God damn it, Alex.
It's going to be colder this year because it's earlier this year. I told you.
I'm not going.
I told you, I was like, it's going to be cold. And you're like, oh, we're...
Yeah, you guys said you were going. I was like, oh, well, that, you guys I'm like, have fun.
No, you listen to me. It's going to be cold. You're going to be cold. I had brought extra winter gear because I knew you guys would not take me seriously. And you know what? Yeah, we were still cold.
That's okay.
Then I paid $5 for a heated bathroom all day. Best decision I've ever made in my life.
We went and chilled out in a church that was blasting... like fucking Rage Against the Machine. So that was all right.
Rage Against the Machine.
Third biggest Mardi Gras
in the world.
It's in St. Louis.
They don't know that.
Yeah, we have a huge French population. Well,
behind only New Orleans.
That's cool.
Did I know that?
So cold. It was very cold. Not a lot of booze.
As in, it was very cold.
Yeah.
It was so fucking cold.
Just gonna get real drunk.
Art Man, is that the one that did the party show? What was that? What was that fucking party show we used to watch? Where this guy would go to like street parties?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You were into this, and you're like, "Yeah, you should watch this." And I was like, "Yeah, sounds good." And then I never did it.
You watched it. You told me you did.
We watched it here. No, I watched Party Down.
Oh, yeah. Was that? How was that? It looked good. Terrible.
Well, you told me to watch it.
I did not.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I told you to watch You're the Worst.
Yeah, it was great.
I told you
that. It was
that.
So good. I had to stay at Alex's house like 2 weeks ago, and I just watched straight through the season, and then I started Party Down, and then I fell asleep watching it, which almost never happens. But I never fall asleep watching something.
So have you gotten to the second season of You're the Worst yet?
No, it wasn't on Hulu.
Okay.
I actually paid for a Hulu subscription so I could watch You're the Worst.
Second season, they do this really interesting storyline about depression. Like, and they treat it better than I've ever seen a television show treat clinical depression before. It's really good. And it's still hilarious.
I went over there and fought for our country. You went over there and fought for the business interests of old white men. Our country is the business interests of old white men. Okay. That's fair.
Yep.
Dude, it's so fucking good.
It is good. So this week, Serpico.
Hey, so here's a fun story about this movie. Here's a real fun story about this movie. When you say Serpico, and Melina says, "When are you watching Spicario?" And I say, "I don't think it's Spicario. I think it's Serpico." And she's like, "No, I'm pretty sure it's Spicario." And then you're like, "Now I can't remember which one of this it is." And you get home on a Wednesday.
And spelling it out, it's pretty clearly that it's Serpico. Yes. Because the S and the P are not together.
And there's no A. And
by the
no...
way, a new movie just came out, Spicario.
Right.
Which also, I believe, is a remake of an existing movie, Spicario. Because when you go to Hulu and search for Spicario, a movie comes up. And I began watching it, and maybe 15, 20 minutes in, I was like, none of this movie is in English. And I don't know when Al Pacino is going to show up. And I'm like, I thought Tony said this was on Netflix. Let me look up to make sure that this is the right movie. It was not the right movie. Because my review of Spicario is not great either. That's the 20 minutes I watched was a dude. It was like 15 minutes of B-roll of a guy driving around through Miami in the 70s.
And well, then, the same time period.
Then he shows up at a place. He shoots these three guys back in the car.
Kept places to go. He's not fucking around.
Then I watched Serpico and I was like, I might have wanted to finish Picard.
So what did you think?
I hated it.
All right. Austin, what'd you think?
That wasn't too bad.
Lana?
Really liked it. I thought I'd seen it, but I hadn't. I read the book many, many moons ago. It's really a
fucking
liked it.
Book?
It's a true story.
Fun fact. Right before the end of the movie, Melina's like, "Is this a true story?" And I'm like, "No, this has to be made up." And then, like, immediately following that, me saying that, blah, blah, blah. And then he moved to Switzerland. And I was like, "Whoop, I guess this is real."
He's still alive.
And he lives in upstate New York now.
Well, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's basically, like, the reason that Internal Investigations exists as a thing.
Yeah, he was fucked over the whole movie.
Was he?
Yeah, kind of. That's what I... By a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Paco.
Let me look at the goddamn trivia. Tony, what did you think of it?
Paco. That's not even my people, and I was offended by that.
Thank you. I was like, why the hell did they call it? What the fuck? He's Italian. Why are you calling him Paco?
Because with that stupid-ass mustache.
That mustache was like the only saving grace of the fucking wicked.
That mustache was like, glorious. I told you.
I was like, Jesus.
But that stash.
Melina, what is fucking happening? She looked up from her phone. She's like, oof.
One of the tidbits said that they filmed it backwards.
Well, it was easy to tell. Yeah. You could tell, because like... I was watching it, and he's clean cut.
They kept trimming the beard up.
He was clean cut. I was like, oh, they filmed this backwards. Because the next scene, he's got the mustache, and then he's got the beard. I see what they did. Clever.
I miss him. I miss him being as awesomely talented as he is.
Well, I hated it.
It was okay. I've heard that a lot of people kind of put it up on this pedestal. It was okay.
It was rushed.
It felt rushed. The pacing was not good. They
was
told
a lot they put in there.
Crammed in? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about how it was structured.
The structure was abysmal.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
And they did things with his relationships that like they never really resolved.
Yeah, it was just kind of women were just there and then they were gone.
Yeah. You know what? In real life, those were his wives.
Wives?
Here's the real problem. He's had four or five wives. Mm-hmm,
here's the real problem. They realize about halfway through the movie, they're like, oh shit, we don't have any women in this movie. We should put some women into this movie. Then begins this cast of random women who show up and then leave for no reason.
But they're his wives. Like, the names that they give them, if you look at like his Wikipedia page, they're his wives.
Like that dancer who said, marry me or I'm going to marry this other guy.
Yep, he married her.
She's one of his wives. Now, the other thing, which I think maybe leads to the whole, there was too much, it was crammed.
Well, he did downgrade after that.
The book, I mean, this whole thing came to a head in 1972. movie was made a year later. They just, I mean, I just too fast.
The weird thing is
that yeah, this but is then actually again, you've more... got that 33 movie, the story that gripped the world 5 years ago. It took you this long to gather enough Hispanic actors to make this movie? Is that what's going on?
Dude, it's very difficult for us Hispanics to get into this country, Tony.
They're just making it another country. They're
making a wall.
They just make it another country.
Ask my Republican brother. He'll apparently...
Yeah. You know what? Those 33 took 33 white jobs that could have been trapped in a mine. What? Why are we making a movie with these miners?
I don't know. There's a scene in the trailer that I saw that, like, they're showing, like, these guys all being trapped.
And, about the Chilean miners?
Yes.
Why? What movie is there? We're
called
stuck.
33.
We're stuck. Give us food and water.
No, because then the white people have to come and save them.
Yeah.
There are because literally scenes America, of white miners America. Coming in to save them. I was like,
it's also awkward.
Fucking kidding me.
Because, like, there's like little clips of Antonio Banderas giving an inspirational speech, like, we've got to get ourselves out of here. What?
That's not what happened. No, Lou Diamond Phillips and Antonio Banderas.
No. Dig up. No. What? Stop. What's going on?
But it's not Minecraft. You can't just dig up, otherwise it'll cost more. Like,
what I'm saying. I know.
I saw that happen and unfold.
My company has a trench department. I know this to be true. You need the equipment.
Like, what? There's not a movie. It was a bad thing that happened, but there's not a movie there.
It's about how everybody came together in a time of crisis.
Have you ever stood and delivered? Because that's apparently what Hispanics are known for.
It's all about
and delivery.
This movie looks like a really cheap, inspirational ploy, you know.
For what?
I don't know.
Let's white not people. Mind.
The guy white from Scrubs is in people. It.
What?
The guy from Scrubs
Which
is in
one?
It.
Which one?
The white guy. Doctor.
Zach Braff?
Yes. That one.
Is he one of the
Rob
miners?
Justice?
If he's one of the miners,
I think
that's
so.
Awkward.
I just don't understand what... They're gonna make
I can only see him being some kind of a scientist-y type person because he just there's no oomph to that man.
Oh,
I know. I just can't see him being a
hold on and grip
person.
The world. This was like something that came up my newsfeed once a day that I was like, "Oh, that sucks.
That's still going on.
Oh, it's getting better. Oh, good. They saved some of those guys.
Remember the thousands of Chinese miners we sent to their deaths when we were building our fucking railroad." Hope these 33 guys get out of there.
Do you remember how we enslaved them with opium?
Yeah, that's because this is fucking America.
And then we made opium illegal so we could incarcerate them?
Land of the free.
I want Ronald Moore to come out and say, fuck you, you can't use that title because that's the title of the first episode of Battlestar Galactica.
I don't think he can do that.
No, he can't.
All right.
I'm just saying what I want.
I like where this is going. So here's the weird thing about... whatever the name of this movie was, Serpico. Like, this movie is actually very timely because for maybe the first half of the movie, all the police do is brutalize minorities.
Yeah.
Which I feel like at the time was like, oh yeah, the police suck. But it's nice to see that, like, things have only gotten worse since then. No. Now we can just kill them with impunity.
They don't take money from white people as much anymore. Not the way they did it in the movie.
Well, I like being able to bribe my way out of consequences.
It does help.
We do it all the time.
I know.
I know. Don't give away the secrets, Alex. Race traitor.
This is actually... So, in the car, when I was like, damn it, Alex, you didn't see the movie. Like, this is exactly the type of movie you would be enraged about.
Yeah.
Because all it is about corruption in the police and them brutalizing minorities.
Yeah, that's pretty much... What my life is about mostly with the news right now. So,
no, just in general. There's like this land war going on in your street.
Oscar Nunez, isn't it? From The Office?
Wait, there's a
Oscar
what?
Nunez?
There's a what?
Yeah, every Hispanic actor they could find literally is in this movie.
Well, I'm right here and nobody called me.
Gabriel Byrne?
I don't know who that is.
That doesn't sound
familiar. No, he's a...
Is Gabriel Iglesias in it?
That'd be amazing.
Here's the fluffy guy.
I hate that fucking guy.
Antonio Banderas, Rodrigo Santoro.
Antonio Banderas was in? Oh,
Lou Diamond,
I was like, he was
Lou
in
Diamond
Serpico?
Phillips, Mario Casas.
No.
Jacob Vargas.
By the way.
Juan Pablo Raba.
Did you see who was in Serpico?
Judd Hirsch.
No.
The white man
better.
Is James Cohn.
No.
No. Better.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't
you know
remember
he's
now.
Right there.
Yeah.
He's... teasing the back of your brain.
Yep.
Tickling back there.
Damn it.
Just a little nibble on your brain.
Still. I know.
But you can't get there, can you?
Nope.
Can't fucking get
Give
there.
Give me a second.
Don't know. Then you get the fun of the reveal.
Well, I'm looking at it now.
Principal Strickland.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who?
From Back to the Future, Principal fucking Strickland. You've seen Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Principal Strickland who yells at
yes!
Marty.
Yes! I'm like, it's that guy. I just remember going, it's that guy, but I couldn't think of who he was. Because
yells at
so
Al Pacino
much.
For sucking that dude off.
Yep.
Did not actually happen.
No, it didn't.
James Tolkien.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's that actor's name.
And who's the Tony guy? The
The
poor man's James Caan. The suit guy who was trying to help him. His name's Tony something. Don't want to look him up.
Tony Weiner.
Close.
How do you know? It's not quite.
Because I know it's like a common last name.
Tony Boney.
See a Tony.
This movie did make 10 times its budget.
I don't doubt it, because the budget seemed to be zero. There's really awkward dialogue, like he's sitting in his garden.
Tony LoBianco?
No, like some chick is just across the way, and she's like, I like your garden. He's like, yeah, you can't just like my garden. What's happening here? Is this how people interacted in the 70s? Is this a thing? Is there a weird garden euphemism happening? Here's another thing. Melina's like... It's weird, like, because it was such a freer time.
In what respect?
I'm like, all right, here's the thing. Every time looks at the past and is like, oh, well, things were such freer. Like, every time has this weird...
As the poet William Joel taught us, the good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems.
What is going
Sing
on?
Sing it, sister.
Just go with it.
Sing
was
it,
this
sister.
In YMCA?
Listen,
you old people in your... Old nonsense.
Hey,
no messes.
I've seen videos of crazy riots in the 70s. Like
shit went down in the 70s sometimes.
Like, there was a lot of problems with Vietnam.
Listen, just every time has a lot of problems. If you think that one time is better than another, you just don't understand that time.
I remember busing in Boston in the 70s. That was bad. Bad stuff, man. Bad stuff.
I was not alive in the 70s.
Shut up.
I was not alive in the
70s. You don't get to talk then.
My parents were not as old as I am now in the 70s.
I just realized that Austin is younger than my little brother.
I just now realized that.
You should probably kill yourself. Just show him.
Actually, yeah, my parents were younger than I am in the 70s.
I actually was doing the math on that. I think that is probably way okay.
What?
Huh?
Like, I'm doing the math on that. And I don't think that's actually an accomplishment. Like, that's not indicative of anything.
It just meant that my mother had me when
being
she
alive,
was really young.
Other than being alive.
Being alive for at least 35 years. That's really all it's indicative of at this point.
She had me when she was, like, you know,
36.
20.
So here's, like, so basically what I'm saying is 32 years ago, my parents were older than not now. You know what?
At Qdoba.
Something's going on. Some sort of weird aphasia or some shit.
Do you smell toast?
I do. Oh, I bought this Hawaiian bread and I made toast of it the other day. It's like, oh, shit.
Have you had...
Don't start with me.
Hold on. You take the Hawaiian
Soylent.
Bread and you
Soak
make
in
a
Soylent.
Sandwich out of it. You just make sliders out of Hawaiian bread.
Yeah. Hey, have you had that Volvo's place by your house?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Have you had their okay?
You
their
should.
I heard
hot
it too.
Roast beef, their hot roast beef on
now
Hawaiian bread.
Now he's getting hot roast beef from Volva
with pepper cheese. So fucking good. It's called Vivolas.
If you're getting pepper cheese out of that, there's a problem.
By the
way, I would stay far away.
Call
from
your
that.
Doctor.
By the way, this
unless
restaurant
there's a side of penicillin, I wouldn't
so
do it.
Quintessentially, everything I hate about Italians. The name of the restaurant is Vivolas. One, name your restaurant something that's reasonable to say. That doesn't
There's
sound
no
like...
There's no difficulty in saying that word.
Except that it constantly sounds like vulva.
If
only
it's,
only
by the
way
you say it wrong.
It's
or
a roast beef shop.
Only when Mumble Mouth says it.
Vivola. And they only serve roast beef.
Vivola.
That's not true.
Vivola.
They serve multiple
Different.
Meats.
Different.
They serve a wide variety of meats.
Two, there's just, it's just chaos in the store. It's just utter chaos. And there's
Italians are passionate people. You're going to find chaos sometimes.
Three, the people in the store are the problem. The proprietors of the shop are the problem. Now, the shop is only open for lunch. Then they close. Now, what I assume happens after lunch, the entire staff works out in the back for the rest of the day.
They own the gym that's next to it. You know that, right?
Do they?
Yes. The family that owns the Italian place also owns the gym.
Because everybody behind the counter is just like, just like this gigantic meathead. And I, pun intended, pun fucking intended. Like, these people's lives, literally, they wake up, they work out for a bit, they serve lunch. Then they go back to working out.
When you work out that much, you need a lot of protein.
They get a lot of protein. And you know what? Protein. They only time. All right, bro. You need on your sandwich, bro. I hate interacting with, like, they're very cheerful. But I'm not their bro. But they want to make me their bro. I'm the one who's holding out in the relationship. Yep.
Because they're waiting for you to say bro back, and then they're going to invite you over to the gym.
I've never had a problem at this gym before.
We'll never
do you even
you
lift,
again.
Bro?
Yeah, I don't lift, bro. I want to lift your sandwich to my face hole.
I've never had a problem in this establishment like that. They're always super friendly.
They are super friendly. There's
when
never a problem.
When you go there with your brother, he ejaculates on the counter every time he sees them, and it's a problem.
What?
He stares at these dudes and just talks about how fucking ripped they are the entire time you're eating there. And nothing else. And it's so fucking awkward.
Well, here, they are really ripped. I mean, like, they are standing behind the counter and they have to, like, shuffle sideways to get around one another.
Spoiler, my goal is that when this workout thing's done, I'm going to have a job there.
Well, you better have something else lined up because it's only a two-hour-a-day gig. Also, there's no concept of a line, so everyone's just milling about in this general area, shouting at each other. It's just very...
It sounds like an Italian. It's
everything Italian that I hate. But the sandwiches are very good, which is why I continue to go there.
They've got the whole sandwich situation figured out.
They do. Yeah. They just need to figure out the rest of everything else.
There are a number of really good sandwich shops by me.
Have you ever been to Mound City Subs?
No.
It's also sexual.
Mound City Subs. It's off Market Street downtown. Fucking amazing. It's the best sandwich shop I've ever been to. Which, okay, maybe that bar is not high, but fuck. That sandwich. I equate it to the sandwich from 30 Rock that Liz Lemon loses her mind over.
Mm.
That is how good this place is.
Check that out.
Yeah. They have chicken parmesan that they put pepperoni on. Didn't seem like a good idea until I bit into it. Holy fuck, no, that's amazing.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds pepperoni good. On a meatball sub.
I do.
You don't know why that's amazing. And you don't lack of imagination.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm much too white.
What?
I am
Jesus. Lean
100% white trash.
Oh, Tony, I forgot. Because I hate talking about this movie. So.
What, Paco?
We are radiating our cats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So has Malia found her Geiger counter yet?
No, we asked Alex if he had one. He didn't. We asked Cushman, because you know he's a nuclear engineer.
Right.
Or whatever.
If anybody, I mean, realistically, if anybody you know is going to have one,
do you really need a Geiger counter? Because it's like super cheap to buy one.
We have the stickers.
With the stickers? I don't know what we're talking about.
But like, does it just kind of show kind of vague levels?
You stick it to the wall, and then if there's an amount of radiation, the sticker starts changing colors.
Oh.
But they're like a one-time use thing.
The Geiger counters, like, you can get old ones that are pretty cheap.
We don't actually need a Geiger counter.
I mean, I know.
How long do the cats have to be?
2 weeks.
Wow.
Because they will be emitting gamma radiation. Mm. Like, any time we spend with them over, like, 5-minute bursts is the equivalent of getting an x-ray.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened
this
to your
seems,
cats?
This seems like such bullshit medicine to me.
Cats are different than humans.
It's like cat Munchausen.
Like, they all have wolf. They're all, like, fucking Wolverine. Like, the cat's ability to heal themselves is incredible. So, to treat their hyperthyroidism, they just irradiate, they inject this radioactive dye bound to some iodine. So it goes to their thyroid, radiates out the bad cells, and then their hyperthyroidism is just gone.
You can buy a fucking Geiger counter that plugs eBay. Into your phone for $30.
Yep.
Listen, Melina's crazy. Here's the real problem. She wants to spend more time with the cats than I'm telling her she can. She's like, I'll go with you to pick the cats up. And I'm like, no. You need to minimize your time with the cats. She's like, well, I mean, I want to be there when we get them. And I'm like, it's a 40-minute drive home. Like, both of us don't need that much. She's like, well, you know, it's going to be a low level of radiation. I'm like, how do you not understand what's happening here? You already have, like, this massive cancer. Like, your mom died of breast cancer. Your dad just had breast cancer. Like, a double breast cancer sandwich. Like, what? What are you doing? That is one mastectomy sandwich.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
That's something we are not serving at Sausage Fest next year.
Could, if Ernie shows up.
We could.
He is boobless.
Have you seen the boob turkeys?
Have you seen the tattooed nipples?
Yes, I saw them both.
I haven't seen tattooed
nipples. Didn't she say that? She said that Ernie wanted to get that.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for him.
The work, I mean, the guy, that guy's work was incredible.
He's an 80-year-old man. How often is he going around with his shirt off?
I would all the time. Fuck, look at this.
Fuck cancer. Yeah, he gets a tattoo, but it's not of a nipple. It's just fuck cancer.
Or in really small font, in the shape of a nipple.
Actually, like, cancer. So, like,
I would do that.
They apparently do all the cancer, so like, he's got like the chemo port now.
Tattoo for cancer around the chemo port. Instead of nipples, I just get the ribbons for nipples. I get the Sausage Fest logo.
Like,
the sausage.
Then it could be the nipple.
Oh, it's cold in here.
I understand that we're probably joking about this, but if I lost the nipple, fuck it. That thing is pointless anyway. They don't do anything on me.
That's unfortunate.
We're men. Your nipples develop before your sex is actually decided.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, your body starts to develop them, and it's like, oh, fuck, we don't need this anymore. And then they're just there. Like, there's no point.
I mean, they get cancer.
That's your breath.
You think that's not a point?
No.
Actually, they can't graft on old or new nipple tissue because it's like very cancerous or something.
It's
I don't know.
Unless
the nipple plays some factor in breast cancer.
Does it?
Yeah. All right. Which is why they do the tattoos instead of like a prosthetic nipple. Or so Melina tells me. Which might have been in that article I didn't read. Thanks for making me look like an idiot, Alex.
Let's talk about Desert Bus.
Let's talk about Serpico.
Oh.
I lied. I don't want to talk about Serpico.
Traitor. Oh, Desert Bus for Hope is coming up.
What is that?
Desert Bus for Hope.
I've seen your shirts.
Yeah, so Desert Bus is the world's most boring video game. You drive a bus through the desert from Las Vegas to Tucson, back and forth. It's 8 hours one way. There's no traffic. It's completely straight. The bus has a slight pull to the right. It's the world's most boring video game in the, like, ever. And this group of people, Loading Ready Run and some friends, Desert Bus for Hope, they play it until people stop donating money. The first hour costs $1, and then it increases in 7% interest after that. Last year, I think they raised like $600,000 or something like that. And
nice.
It all goes to Child's Play Charity, which provides entertainment to children in hospitals and women's shelters.
Yep.
So I will be watching the shit out of that. And maybe one other person will know.
Probably not.
Maybe.
No, we won't have this release before that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably be over at your house sometime while you're watching it, so.
It will be streaming on my TV nonstop when I get back home from LA, so.
You know what I'm hearing?
No.
Which is gravely disappointing to me, that we will not immediately be continuing our Avatar The Last Airbender watch.
How far are you?
We are 2 episodes from Toph. Yeah. We are the episode where he sees the vision of Toph, and we are not, and then the episode after that is Toph. Yeah. This is
And how long has it been since?
Yeah, this is my 2-month blue balls about Toph. Green balls.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about, but yeah.
You don't know. That this is the problem.
That's just it, you don't know.
You don't know anything about the blind fucking bandit.
I wanna say I was in training yesterday. We had this like sales type training thing.
You did weird role playing.
We did.
And then you were like, you didn't understand what they meant by role-playing, and you took it in a direction they did not anticipate.
I did have to hide the whip once I realized what was going on. Not many people saw me. We had to go off in groups, and one person had to sell printers, and it was like a thing of 10 printers, and the other person had to buy them, and each person had a script. Like, this is what your goal is, and this is what your goal is. And there was 9 groups altogether, and I have the least amount of experience in this industry at all, because all my background is payroll and accounting and corporate-y shit.
Don't sell yourself short.
Well, let me finish. So we get back and we all have to say, all the sellers have to say, how much did you sell your printers for? And 7 of the 9 groups were between $11,000 and $27,000. And then one was like 32, and they were very happy with that. I sold mine for $50,000 fucking dollars.
What'd you throw in on the side?
No, nothing. That role but play.
Extended warranty. On-site maintenance.
So see, there, she finally learned the lesson. Always be closing.
ABC.
Well, you know.
Did they write ABC on the board?
No. In a way they did. Because we, you know, we kind of had this thing, and he said, you know, write down what
coffee is for closers.
God, I love that. You have to like write down what your like opening number is going to be, what your target is, and then what your walk away is. So then we have our scripts, and I'm jotting down my 3 sets of numbers. And then he's like, okay, these are the rules. You can't lie. You can't make something up. If it's not written in your little script as your background, you cannot lie to the person you're selling to. Seller can't lie.
So this isn't realistic.
Yeah.
I know you have a walk away, but you have to close the deal, whatever. You have to make some kind of a deal. And we got out there, and my starting point was $120,000 for all 10 of them. And she's like, I'll give them to you for $35,000. So I sat there like, because I could not process. I'm like, that's kind of a big jump. And I had to figure out. My walkaway was $60,000.
Yeah, $85,000.
Yeah.
You know, well, it was 75%
of it was funny at. Because she said, she's like, she just kind of made this throwaway thing. So I'm just going to sell them for parts. Huh?
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
It's the secret language.
ABC.
But yeah, I was happy. I was pretty proud of myself.
I did an exercise like that when I was doing my master's. Mm-hmm, we had to do negotiations, and there were like 15 categories in which you were negotiating. And like, so as the negotiator and the negotiatee, who was also a negotiator, like we each had mirrored categories, but obviously the levels with which we would do things in each of the categories was ranked better or worse for us. So like if I could talk you down, mine was a movie agent, and they were like, I was the movie agent, the character, the actor's agent, and they were the producer of the movie. And we were negotiating whatever, like location, salary, mm-hmm. like trailer amenities, insurance, all the other kind of other shit that goes along with it. Well, so like they would rank each, like, so if I could negotiate them a huge trailer, you know, that was worth 10 points or whatever, and then it would go down, and then mm-hmm. if I had to give up, if I had to concede a trailer altogether, I would lose a certain number of points. Right. Well, so the base assumption that everybody made here was to maximize my whatever, I was going to have to bone you out of stuff. But then the entire point was there were things that if we both conceded, like what it was not necessarily an inverse relationship. Like just because it was bad for me doesn't mean that it was also bad for you. So like there were some things where the top level for both of us was the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so we were negotiating against each other in those categories. So it was a fun exercise that I lost horribly at because I gamed it.
Like after,
screw the other person.
After we finished and we all got back in, then we found out what each other person's script was. And Karen, the girl that I was selling to,
was super racist. She only wanted black printers.
I heard that too.
With the wind?
It was loud.
You mean the wind that shook the earth?
Yes, that was shook the back door.
Like
we really shook the pillars of heaven, didn't we, Wang?
She made what to me was this throwaway comment of, I'm just going to use them for parts. Which to me sounded throwaway. Like, because it was the scenario was that Xenon Printers had a brand new high product printer, and I was trying to sell that next level down because we were replacing all of ours. And her throwaway comment of, I'm just going to sell them for parts, was actually she needed them for parts. I didn't take it that way. Had I done that, I could have leveraged a hell of a lot more money from her. But it was kind of interesting.
It's not a real world scenario, though, because likely you just go to eBay for something like
that.
Well,
and see, and there the seller's script was they could acquire three of them on eBay. The drums had to be replaced, may have taken at least 21 days, and it might end up costing them an additional $50,000.
Used drums are shit for printers, though. It's the worst.
Tony, what is going on with that laptop?
I don't know.
It's busy. It's.
I think it's doing a scan.
I thought it was interesting, and it also secured the fact that I never, ever want to be a salesperson.
Oh, being in sales is
not,
terrible.
I do not want to be. Counter sales is different because it's, you know.
Is it?
Yes. I don't have to go to their, I don't have to cold call. I don't have to, you know, if they're calling me, they already want something.
Cold call makes my penis shrink.
All I have to do is haggle a price, depending on whether they sound annoyed at the price I give them over the phone. Most of them are, you know, companies that have accounts, and some of them already have agreed pricing, and some of them don't care because it's like,
it's equipment. Why are you haggling pricing over that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, I could see if you were doing something for a very long rental, right?
Maybe.
Like, I'm going to rent this for 9 months, right? Like, this is guaranteed rental for 9 months. Give me
something. What can you do for sure?
And for things like that, you know, we kind of will. It also depends on...
Yeah, but even then, typically a business will have...
Here's our price
scale.
You'd have a scale for something like that.
SOP.
But we don't want to lowball everyone because it costs us money to keep equipment in the yard. If we lowball them, something that might cost, and there's some pieces, large pieces of equipment that for us to just have them, it costs us $600 to $800 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot
and
of time.
And if we're renting them for
$500
a month, we've lost money. What?
I spend a lot of time maintaining my large equipment. A lot of self-maintenance.
You know, I was going to say I want to sit in the front seat on the way home, but
that
I
gut.
Think I just...
He's working on it hard. Mm-hmm. You saw that Qdoba 8.
And then...
Oh, don't worry. I got a squatty potty now.
I knew you would.
I know. I'm living the fucking dream.
That's right. Every time I see that, in some way, shape, or form...
Have you seen the latest commercial with the guy?
With the unicorn?
With the unicorn? Yes. Oh, that's just
I've
great.
Watched it numerous times, and it kind of disturbs me every
Here's
time
the thing.
I keep watching
I'm
it.
I'm living the dream over here.
I do think of you
I'm
first and foremost
like fucking,
every time.
Pooping like a champion.
So. That and the man buns that they're selling on.
No, no, they're just buns. The man bun thing is stupid.
Oh, that's right. It is just buns.
It's...
You know, they sell a clip-on version of that now.
That's what she's talking
about.
Talking
yeah,
about
that's what I'm talking about.
But they have
about.
To call it a man bun.
I was going
to
send it to you, but then I think I'd seen that you would comment
and
on
like,
someone else's.
If somebody might imply that it could be a feminine thing that men would be using, ah! So we have to call it a man bun. No, just call it a fucking bun. Listen.
It's just dumb.
Here's the
yeah.
thing.
That's what
if
I'm
you're buying
call
a clip-on bun, you have a bigger problem than it being called a man bun, which is already a problem. Don't buy this product.
When I
unless,
saw the clip-on bun, I was confused.
Unless you're getting it for like a Halloween costume,
then
that's
not
like
a man bun. It's just a bun.
Then that's the well. I'm not, I don't care about what it's called. I'm
I care what it's
the
called.
The acceptable reasons to purchase one of these stupid fucking things.
Listen,
that's
as one
the
of two people
reason.
At this table who can make a decent bun,
they're stupid.
They are stupid.
I feel like there are three people at this table who could probably pull it off.
Austin's gonna have a hard time with
oh,
the bun.
He's got the top thing.
He does the top knot. Yeah.
That's not a bun.
He's got the samurai thing going. The
bun's got a layer.
A layer.
In a couple months, because right now mine's like a marshmallow if I were to do that.
You got a top knot too. That's fine.
In a couple months, it'll have a little more substance.
Top knot it up and go to Japan.
That's racist.
I'm like the size of Godzilla in Japan.
I do want to visit Japan, though. That'd be really cool.
I do not. They have fucking hornets that spit acid in your face.
Huh?
I will not go.
That is a real thing in Japan.
Near where those things
what the
happen.
Hell?
Have you not seen these things? Like, have you seen the picture? It's like
I
the size
just...
of the guy's hand.
Yeah, they're
do you know how many
huge.
Things
I was
on
just
Facebook
in Tokyo.
That I go hide post? Hide
it's
post.
Fucking terrifying. It's like, what is going on? And it doesn't die after it stings you.
Hurt and injured animals. No,
it lives to kill a kid.
No, they, I do not like that.
They're,
I don't even like
although
bees.
The honeybees in Japan have found a defense against them. The honeybees surround them and vibrate their bodies until they heat up and cook the hornet until it dies.
I've heard of that.
That's yeah. dope.
I've heard of that.
There's actually videos of them doing that.
That's so metal.
I know what I'm watching as soon as you guys know.
It's pretty metal.
Because the hornets normally prey on the honeybees, but the honeybees like just group up and just fucking...
I'll begrudgingly admit that it's pretty... I watched a video of a similar thing where it was just like wasps or hornets, whatever, just tearing through the colony, and then they do that. I don't know why I was watching this video. Like, nothing about this video appeals to me in any way, shape, or form.
Probably looking for a video that said bee murder.
I was probably looking for earwax extraction videos.
Oh, like, what the fuck is up with those?
There's nothing wrong with those. I look at that guy and I'm like, there's this wave all of a sudden. Oh, I bet like when they're pulling it out, I bet like, oh, that guy like, feels better now than he ever has in his life.
That's not a new thing.
They didn't used to be on my Facebook feed for months and months and months and months. Now...
Consider the people that you're friends with.
What? I don't watch none of that shit.
None of that shit is on my feed.
It's not on mine either. I have unfollowed most of the people that I'm friends with as well because I just can't.
You're welcome. That's just a parade of dick pics over here.
There's some people who just post too much, and then there are other people that I'm just like, I have to socially have you on my friends list. But I don't want to see anything else.
You don't have to keep me, it's fine.
No, I just...
if I unfollowed some of the... If I, you know, were unfriended some of the people I wanted to, my mother would yell at me.
Marina's the same way. She's like, this person unfriended me. I don't like them now. I'm like, what the fuck is...
One of them's my brother, which means my mother would yell at me.
Unfollow.
I've unfollowed my little brother. I can't...
Like, you don't have to unfriend. Unfollow. There's a wonderful difference between the
so
two.
So I just don't get
the You just don't get their
it
bullshit.
It just doesn't show up Which in the news feed unless you're...
Yeah, you can definitely hide them.
Such a drama queen.
My uncle sent me a friend request. Deny. No problems. You know what? I'm not afraid of chemtrails. I don't think them putting fluoride in the water is the government poisoning me.
I've had so many people... I've had random people like try to friend me. I'm like, you have this last name of me. I have no fucking clue who you are.
That was me.
I'm related to you. Boop. Nope.
I made a sock puppet. It's going to send you dick pics as soon as you accept that friend request. Listen, I wrote some integration with Facebook.
It's alive.
Your laptop booted up.
That's exciting.
Apparently. It's ready for StarCraft 2. It's like, start playing without you.
Come on. We got shit to do. Now that we're done on Core Hall, it's time to fucking move on.
Oh my god, you start on Core Hall?
You don't start on Core Hall, but that's one of the places you can go. You get to bro out with Jim Raynor for a little bit.
That's pretty
Jim
funny.
Raynor.
It's pretty great.
I want to ask a lot of questions, but I'm not going to.
Adam, I think I'm going to buy a Geiger counter to place on my phone
written.
Now.
Fate ain't written, Arturus.
Listen, there's exactly one interesting character in that universe right now. And you know what? She half turned into Zerg again at the end of the list. Damn it. Ugh, Kerrigan is
there's
so
a,
fucking
there's
good.
There's a really good video. Like right when you launch it, there's just this little box in the corner. It's like the story so far video.
Like, does it play...
All the way through from the first game, all the way up until the end of the last one.
Does it play Carry On Wayward Son?
No.
Come on! Supernatural does. Good the road me. So far. Oh, it's pretty fucking badass.
Okay.
Here's the thing with Supernatural. The beginning is always strong. The middle is always strong. And the finale is always strong. Everything in between that always sucks bad.
Mm.
But every time that fucking Carry On Wayward Son plays, man, you know you're in for a good episode.
Okay.
This current season's not great.
I've never watched an episode of Supernatural at all.
Season 1 is rough. But now we're at season 11.
So you're kind of hanging on like I do with Smallville. Sounds like
I don't know anything about Smallville, but I know that Brandon was fucking raging.
Brandon was my best man. He's like losing his mind. He's so angry.
What? About Smallville?
Yeah, I don't.
It's been off the air for years.
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah, many.
Maybe I'm thinking of something.
Supergirl?
Is it? I don't know.
Supergirl just started.
Maybe that's it.
That's probably it. I've seen a lot of people bitching about it, but I haven't seen it yet. So
I've enjoyed it. It's a Superman story.
CBS.
I was going to text him.
Arrow was the only show I liked that they've come out with, like, superhero TV shows.
Arrow's good.
Arrow's really good, but the rest of them suck. What about Daredevil? I don't like Daredevil.
Is it because you hate... What's that guy's name?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Just because you hate Vincent D'Onofrio?
Of course.
I fucking hate that guy so much. It took me 2 episodes. I was like, I don't like Kingpin. And then 2 episodes in, I was like, oh, fuck, now I know why I don't like him. Even though he's not in the first episode.
I didn't like Flash either.
Flash is good.
I find Arrow unwatchable. I find Arrow unwatchable.
Arrow's good.
I heard you mention Supergirls. What was your thoughts?
I liked it.
The first episode didn't pull me in.
It's a pilot. It was a pilot.
Oh, exactly. And it's like, you know what? Pilots rarely are as good as they...
It's a pilot, and they did the thing that every Superman thing does.
So
you have to save a plane.
Oh.
But they skipped a lot of the origin shit.
Did it start on Krypton?
It did.
Fuck.
It started on Krypton, but Kara is like 12.
Yeah.
So...
She comes as a...
So like, in the second episode, she's having flashbacks to living on Krypton. It's not like talking through the crystals and all that bullshit. She legitimately has memories of living on Krypton. So that's actually kind of cool.
The fucking the Kryptonian boys. 12, because that's what they do on Krypton.
Well, as you do.
Yeah, that's where Jared's from.
Somebody, we were watching, somebody, I don't remember who, said, boy, how does she go from having red hair to having the hair she's got now? And it's like,
what?
Everything's got a red tint. They've got a red sun. there was a scene where the windows were open, and so everything had a reddish tint to it.
Yeah.
Like,
also,
that's kind of appropriate.
This may shock you, but not every woman you see with a colored hair, that's her colored hair.
Right.
This may shock you.
Adam, I need you to know something about my hair.
That's real.
It is not normally silver green.
That smile he's got? He's going to wipe off that flesh-colored paint here in a second.
I prefer the lie. So Serpico was a movie I watched today.
I vote Alex for next Joker.
Ooh.
Only if he's holding Peach. That's the only way he could smile that long.
He's so wiener.
I had so many people as I was walking through the airports question me about if I dye my hair for Halloween. Like,
no. Yeah, they just randomly stopped you. The answer is yes. Please don't ask me any more questions.
I just kept it short. No. Except for one guy who asked a follow-up question. Why'd you do that? To which
Why
my response was,
to me?
Why not? And then I kept fucking walking.
Hair is temporary?
Yeah. Like...
I didn't feel like committing to a tattoo on my face.
My hair has been every hair color. Every range of hair color.
My hair's been...
And purple at different times.
Fucking red, blue, purple, green. Like, it doesn't...
I've seen all these.
It doesn't matter.
I've never dyed my hair, but have never really had any desire to.
Currently, I'm rocking luxurious as the color of my hair.
With highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
I'm actually creeping into the salt and pepper area of my life, and it's not great.
You're stomping through it, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, Kayla found a gray hair on me, and I made her rip it out.
Was it on your butt?
On my head. Oh.
His hair is from the neck down.
I wish.
I kind of wish, too.
This stupid fucking one chest hair and his 12 nipple hair friends. Fucking.
The chest hair is Jesus, and he got the disciples. Nipple disciples.
The most fucking awkward front hair. It's a thing.
Hey, I had a $1 million idea this morning in the shower.
Is it junk share? Because
no, junk share is a $1 billion idea.
Okay.
So this has been an issue that I've had. So Walmart recently shipped me 2 recumbent bicycles for some reason. So I was thinking I would ride this bike like near constantly if I could somehow work a TV tray with my laptop over it, like just high enough up so that it doesn't hit my knees as I'm pedaling. It's like you could like angle it so I can still use it
to get an artist table.
Yeah, so here's the problem.
So you can slide it to the side?
Yeah. Yeah, here's the problem. I have a very specific set of dimensions that I need this to work in because like my couch takes up a certain whatever. And like I don't like we have a treadmill in the living room now, so it's like I have a narrow space for it. So I was thinking with this 3D printing thing, let's combine furniture design, 3D printing, and Legos and build what I'm calling assemblature. I want to be able to
That is probably the first time you've ever come up with a good name for something.
Like, I legitimately have need.
That is legitimately a good name. Yes, and you are not normally good at
that.
I know,
I'm terrible at naming things. But I legitimately have need for... I need, like, a stand next to my TV. But the space I have for it is very narrow. So I just want to be able to make a 4-inch wide bookshelf. But that does not exist.
So, Mike Krahulik...
Yeah,
built something similar for his treadmill so that he could do, he could like grind on WoW and stuff.
I know, but here's the thing. Here's what I want. I don't want to build one thing for this. I want to build a series of pieces I can interlock to make multiple configurations depending on what I need.
Okay.
And then I have a 3D printer, so if I need a longer piece, doesn't even have to be a longer piece. They can all be uniform pieces so long as they interlock. I can just go print more and reconfigure whatever I need at the time.
I mean, I can help you with this.
Alex, this is yet another $1 billion idea that I've got that is just going to languish until later on I see somebody who has the same idea.
Have you even put your 3D printer together yet?
Alex, you ask a lot of good questions.
kind of like our Death Data Vault
idea. Yes!
It was a great idea.
Death Watch! Not a great name.
Wait, are you talking...
It's a fantastic idea.
You're talking about, like, digital inheritance, like how to pass on your digital goods to...
Kind of. But, like, here's the thing.
Because there are solutions for that, too.
When I die, there are things I need to happen, but I don't necessarily want to write them into a will. I'd like things like, you know, emails.
Dude, you're a programmer. You just make a logic bomb.
I know, I can, but I would also like to sell it to other people so I don't have to work anymore.
Oh. I don't think
some of those things could be legally binding. Even
selling logic bombs is kind of hard.
I mean, it wouldn't be a logic bomb if you just scheduled it. Like once a month, you have to check in to say, "Hey, I'm still alive."
Yeah, but it's still a logic bomb. Like
I realize it's still a logic bomb.
This is something I've considered doing. Like if I don't do something like in my email or something, like I've considered doing that. Like if I don't do something over a period of a month or 2 months, it'll automatically do all these things, like give my keys to somebody and whatever.
Yeah, yes, that. I would pay for that. Well, I probably wouldn't pay for that service because I just run it myself, but...
See, the service exists now.
The service already exists now. I've seen...
Son of a bitch.
I've seen solutions
for it. Existed
about
2 months after we talked about this the first time.
God,
like,
damn it. I gotta stop saying this on the podcast.
5 or 6 years ago.
There's just like this whole venture capitalist community that listens to this show, and like every time we talk about a movie, they're like, God damn it. Stop talking about the fucking movies already.
Those are the 40 people that are actually still downloading the shows.
Yeah, the other day, I was like, man, Melina... No joke. I had the FanDuel DraftKings idea the first year I played fantasy football. Because this is exactly up my alley. Fantasy sports plus gambling. You know it's the first place I went with it.
Yep.
God damn it.
Did you also have the insider trading and the illegal scams and stuff?
New York just said it was illegal.
Yeah.
Because it's not a skill-based game. It's just gambling.
It is.
Which is, I mean, it is. It's just gambling.
But... I mean, well, no. It's skill-based in the sense that if you could afford a supercomputer, you could predict the outcomes of the teams. There are people who do that.
Listen, it's less fixed than the stock market.
Yes, because okay. It does not have...
That is what I need you to concede.
It does not yet have high-frequency trading.
Yeah. Or futures trading.
And actually, there is one exchange in the stock market that does not have high-frequency trading because... I can't remember the name. I think it's IEX or something like that.
It's butt stuff.
But basically, to prevent high-frequency trading, they got like 30 or 40 miles of fiber optic cable just in a spool. And that creates enough latency so that no matter how close somebody is, they can't intercept trades and block them and stuff like that. And it's just sitting like in a spool in some closet to prevent high-frequency trading.
This is your economy.
Nerds.
Spooled in a fucking closet somewhere. Anyway. Assemblature is, I think, another million-dollar idea that I will do nothing with.
You better grab that domain name right now.
Really?
I Googled it. I didn't see that it actually belonged to anybody.
I'm going to look at who is.
This is an actually good idea, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Well, that was one of the
it's like adult. It's Legos for adults that's functional.
It's available.
Right. I know that they're doing things similar things like that to buildings. Now, where yeah. They're building Lego-like constructs for fabricating homes.
Here's what you're going to see over the
using
next
3D printing.
5 to 10 years with everything that we build. It's all going to be more modular. You're just going to see more modularity in our construction just across the board.
Yeah, you'll see it for a while, and then there'll be a tipping point where people don't want it. Because you saw that in the 50s, too.
The 50s sucked, though.
You had all those modular homes that everybody had that were all cookie cutter. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, we can't do that anymore for a while. And it cycles back and forth.
I think the next big thing is going to be 3D printed homes. They're already experimenting with that. Yeah, they're experimenting with that overseas where they're able to 3D print structures. And the amazing thing about it is, like, they put the machine in place, and it prints out the house in a matter of a week or two.
Yeah.
Rather than
I think the
6 months.
The last one I saw, it took about 3 weeks to print the building material and something like less than like 6 hours to put the building together. Once they actually started constructing it.
Yeah. And the nice thing about having these 3D prefab pieces is this wall broke, or we had an earthquake or something. I'll just reprint that piece, slap it in place.
Do it again.
Or if they print it all as one solid piece, like I've seen a couple of them, everything is interlocking, so like breaking it is near impossible. You know, it would take a catastrophic event, you know. So I'm excited about the printed houses.
I'd probably never move into one, but...
No?
Kidding me?
I feel like that's going to be our next mega cities, because the cities that we have right now, the infrastructure's like, not good.
Arcologies. I think you'll see arcologies first.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean,
dorm housing.
I honestly don't know why we don't have them now. Like, I would rather live in a smaller area where I don't have to drive my car and travel to shit if I could just go to everything I needed in walking distance.
Yeah.
And going up is the only way that makes sense.
I would like to move downtown at this point. Because
let's not get hasty.
I'm tired of driving to work. I'm tired of driving to the store.
Driving to work, I'm going to the store.
I'd rather just not have a car. Like Uber is now here finally because they told the taxi cab commission to fuck off, which makes me happy. But like, it cost me $15 to go to the, or no, like $17 to go to the airport. It would have cost me, and then I think another like $19 to get back home. It would have cost me that much money to park my car there.
Why was it more expensive coming home?
Because going home, the fucking airport tax on their $2 or $3 fee.
What?
Yeah. Like the That's agreement awesome. The agreement with the airport, I think, is like Uber Black can only be there, or you have to take the taxis that have like an additional $3 fee. It's dumb.
If you live downtown, you could just take the Metrolink.
I know.
Invisible hand.
You don't even have to worry about Uber at that point.
Right. If I need to go to the airport, it would just be Metrolink straight there, yeah.
Yep. And again, it's cheaper to go than come back because fare for Metrolink coming back from the airport costs more.
Yep.
Really? Jesus Christ. Yep.
There's a surcharge on the machines there. It's like an extra buck.
Taking the cab from the airport before Tony.
I'm talking about the Metrolink.
Yeah.
No, I've taken the Metrolink twice in my life. If I never take it again, I'll be more than happy.
I don't think I've ever taken the St. Louis Metrolink.
I've taken it. I used to take it to work all the time. When I work downtown,
I've taken the
gave me 15 minutes of reading time every day. So, Back before smartphones and whatnot.
Was there a time before smartphones?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
You're going to be that old man. You're going to be that old man here in a couple of years where talking to like Erin, she's like, she doesn't remember a time before smartphones.
Kind of like the save icon.
Yeah. With the disc.
Yeah.
So that's, I've always been fascinated about that. So like that, is, we know what that is, but kids don't.
Yeah.
Like, how do you represent a save button going forward now?
We were talking.
Same way. It's just now that's the save
button. Yeah, that is now the, like, that is now the save icon, but like, why? Like, what puts that in people's memories?
That's just the icon.
The wording of things is the same way. It's like people still say they tape shows.
And they hang up the phone, but you end calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hang anything up anymore.
Roll up and roll down the windows.
Yeah.
Right.
They're all ledges
now. There's no rolling.
Yeah.
I rolled your mom. Ho ho! In the hay.
All right. There's probably a bed available somewhere.
Is that the excuse you have for being so puffy right now?
No. Honestly, my excuse for being puffy is that I've just been on an eating rampage.
You're making up for the... for the balances of me not being on an eating rampage. You got to keep the economy balanced.
Alex isn't eating anymore. You're doing boot camp. You're going to be doing boot camp. Someone at this fucking table needs to pick up the slack.
Melina had her stomach cut out.
Yeah, Melina had her stomach cut out.
You got a lot of work to do.
Austin's still young.
He's picking up the slack.
He doesn't have a problem with his metabolism yet. Don't worry. That's coming.
Things you have to look forward to.
I don't have the money to go on an eating rampage. So
that's also a factor. That.
Do you not get all the popcorn that you want?
Yeah, that popcorn shit.
We have popcorn, a popcorn machine awful. At work. At 7 a.m., my boss is making popcorn.
We have a popcorn machine, too, but we...
I'm burnt down now.
We just make it, like, special occasions so that people don't die.
Every time a guy in the office cooks popcorn, he sets the fire alarm off, so stop making popcorn.
No, this is, like, movie theater. Because, I mean, just it's got that movie theater popcorn smell.
Yeah, ours is, like, a popcorn machine. We just do it on paydays. And then sometimes, like... And we also have happy hour every Friday. But sometimes, like, payday and Friday, like, sync up. So then people have popcorn at happy hour.
I bring in some kind of breakfast for work on payday. Last Friday, it was donuts.
Really? I'd like them to do something nice for me when I get paid.
They're like, none of us buy stuff. I'm like, that's because you're all assholes.
When I get paid on a Friday, it's even better.
The people I work with,
you know, it's payday and I want something, so...
Then you buy it for yourself.
I don't mind.
I leave early on Fridays, and I leave early on days I get paid. So when they sync up, it's glorious because I just leave really early for no reason.
Although whenever this Metro call center goes through, I have no idea like what my if my hours are going to be the same, if I'm going to be earlier, if I'm going to work longer days. I have no idea what's going to happen. No one does.
You should just start programming. It's much easier than talking to people on the phone.
Ugh, God, I hate talking to people.
Except when people don't read the rest of your email.
Once the Metro thing goes into place, I won't be talking to as many people because they're all going to be routed to four people who are kind of the call center.
Video chat.
Naked Skype. I don't want to see some of those naked. Balls. I'm going to be doing more...
Balls, as far as the eye can see.
Two guys, two girls. Balls and boobs.
No.
No? All balls.
It's just gonna be. It's just be like those people who are doing the like
nutscaping.
Nutscaping.
That is hysterical. Again, I thought of you when I saw that.
You should. If you didn't, that'd be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, quit checking your eyesight.
Stroking out.
So how's the eyesight?
So here's the problem. Like it's super blurry. One of the things that happens when they do this to your eyes is that your eyes start getting real dry.
Mm.
So, like, at the end of the workday, my eyes are terrible. But also, like, your normal tear production gets jacked up, so my eyes just generally are drier than normal. So I'm still using drops most of the day. When I yawn, my eyes get all teary, and then I can say, like, I see great right now.
Yeah.
Like, I can read that sign out of my left eye very clearly. My right eye is still a little blurry because it was worse. So... the blurriness, since they scrape off the top layer of your eye, it grows back. But when it grows back, it's all like lumpy and stuff because it kind of grows into the middle and meets in the middle. That smooths out over like a month or two. So once it smooths back out, everything should be great.
That sounds but shit's awful.
Still fucking blurry.
God, I feel nauseous every time you talk about this.
Was the actual procedure, did it...
My eyes are watering right now, just listening to this.
Hey, so I watched the video of the procedure after I had the procedure done, which was...
Was it the video of your eyes?
No.
Or, okay.
No, somebody else, just like...
I want to see mine.
I don't know, see mine. Like, I'm glad I watched it after. There's a hook involved.
Oh, fuck. No, we're done.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I could see it when he did it to me, but, like, he obviously can't see what he's doing when it's your eye. So,
can you hear things?
I mean, yeah. I mean, but well, not really, because the room is like super loud.
Okay.
Well, they bring you to this like ice cold room, and they lay you down on this table, and then like
your kidneys.
The laser machine is there, but the laser machine thing only does something for like 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. You can smell it cooking your eyes.
Oh, sweet.
That's the first thing he said
to me. So wait.
What
does
it
smell like?
Just, it smells like burning. Just smells
that's
like
boring.
Burning
let me ask you a question.
Are you? But what kind of?
Are we talking
eyes cooking bacon or
no
beef?
No, like you know, like if you leave chicken on the pan too long, and like it gets that brownish burn to it, like that.
That's boring.
I mean, there's.
I mean,
a lot
if you're gonna have a good story about your own flesh burning, make bacon.
It's not bacon.
That's a shame.
It's mostly painless.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
I asked
not
about
the
sound.
So they.
That was not me.
The only sound is water because they like spray your eye down with a bunch of stuff and because like they chemically burn off the top layer of your eye. Yeah. So like they like kind of immobilize your eye, then they splash a bunch of stuff on it to burn that off, and then they like sponge it, and then they use the hook to kind of peel the rest of it off. Then they laser you, and then like the blurriness that comes with it, if you do the bladed one, they cut that layer and they peel it back, and then they do the laser stuff, and then they let it fold back. So like that layer of your eye cells is still there, so it's already smooth, so the vision is instant. But like you have to have a certain thickness of cornea to be able to do that. So the other way, they just take off the entire layer, so your vision comes back slowly over like 2 months, but there's no incision. You're welcome.
So I want to know the story of the first guy that thought to do this way specifically.
Eye fetish.
It's
serial killer testing is.
He got too tired of licking eyeballs.
It's less dangerous.
What does it taste if it was cooked?
It's less dangerous than LASIK.
Really?
Yeah. Because like if so they tell people who are like in active, like physically active roles not to do LASIK because like you have a wound on your eye.
Oh yeah.
And it actually never heals when they cut it, by the way. So like if you crash your car after you get LASIK, it can come out. And then like your just cornea is just flapping around.
Yeah. And which is why they wouldn't do LASIK on me because my corneas are too thin. So like if they had to do other stuff to it, they couldn't. So I just suffer through this fucking terrible recovery time. It is awful. Like I was telling them.
Does it hurt afterwards or
so it hasn't. The weekend after they did it, my eyes were sore, but I think the real pain comes from the headache. It was like, I'm used to having fantastic vision, and not having vision has been incredibly frustrating. Like,
Plus, you strain your eyes doing it.
Because I'm constantly looking at things. Like, can I see that? And then when I look at it and I stare at it, my eyes start to dry out. And I'm like, oh, well, now it's getting blurrier. And then I look at it some more.
You start blinking and now all of a sudden you can see again because you're...
Yeah, like I think 95% of the pain and misery involved is all psychological. Like, because like when I look at things, I just expect to see them. Because, you know, 32 years of seeing things.
So where are you at right now with your vision? Are you where you should be?
I'm at 20/20 right now, but I'm not, like, I'm used to having better than 20/20 vision.
Oh.
So it's frustrating. It's also blurry as shit sometimes. it also kind of goes in and out. Mm-hmm. Like, when I don't work, like when I wake up first thing in the morning, my vision is great. As soon as I've been looking at a monitor for 15, 20 minutes, it starts to get blurry again.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I can't not use a monitor for like a day, so.
To get those eye lube drops.
I got another bottle of the eye lube drops, but I'm on constant steroids.
What kind do you use?
I just got some cheap ones.
Oh.
They make a...
Systane works really good, because I actually have chronic dry eye, and Systane works really well. A little pricier, but works better than Visine or all the other...
I just got the like cheap really... Schnucks one, because I'm gonna be using the fuck out. They gave me some drop, like just some sample boxes they had laying around, but it's like viscous.
Oh, I've tried those. I don't like them at all. Like, yeah, like you can...
Yeah, like
it's slimy.
Yes,
yeah, like
it's you know thick. What? But
it's more like a lubricant.
Than yeah, they're when I said eye lube, that wasn't a joke. I mean, because that's what they are.
Yeah, man, I don't like it. I'd rather just
I've tried
drop
those, but
more
I
often.
Myself like Systane for me works really well.
When I was having problems really with it, when I was having problems with that, I love that stuff. The more viscous
like,
stuff.
My eyelids. I'm like, oh,
yeah, that. I mean, that part's bad, but man, it makes your eyes feel so good.
Like I think one small bottle of Systane is like $9-$10, but for me it's worth it.
Oh, 1% of eye users over there, Jesus.
It works for me. Like the Visine and stuff doesn't do anything. It's almost like someone just spit in my eye and then it dries.
Yeah, she's
right
an she's a 1%er apologist.
Yeah,
over there.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Occupy your eyes. You know, Bernie Sanders is coming for your eye drops. Don't worry.
Everything in my house is generic except
Don't worry.
The goddamn eye
he's
drops.
He's not gonna get the nomination.
Feel the burn, man.
He's not going to get the nomination.
He might.
He's not going to get the nomination.
He might. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, he'll get the nomination for vice president when Hillary wins it and asks him to be the vice president.
I hope not.
Alex, I have bad news for you. That's what's going to happen. And then they're going to win because the Republicans can't put up a candidate to compete.
I've never been so excited to see an 80-year-old white guy. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I've never been so excited to see an 80-year-old white guy, but never listen to him talk because he is the most annoying fucking voice.
Have you seen... Okay, so there's a YouTube video where they replaced his podium with bongo drums for the Democratic debate. I never noticed. He's very animated, and his hand gestures fucking sync up perfectly to playing bongo drums. And it just makes me love him more.
Was it the Gregory Brothers?
I don't know.
Because they, like, do auto-tone music to, like, all of that shit.
Like, yeah, making, like, Obama sing certain songs and stuff like that. There was speeches.
God bless America. Hey! While they animated hands. Gregory Brothers is so good. Auto-tune the news is what you want to look up.
Yeah, the auto-tune the news, the guys, they hired them to do the song for... Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
They knew what they wanted, so that I'm pretty sure I heard that they got those guys to do it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because those are the great rules.
Yeah.
When is the second season coming out?
Not until enough. 2016 sometime. It just came out.
Not so
I know, but I watched it all in a day when I did finally
What are we
watch.
Talking about?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh,
That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, feel the burn and apparently the beat.
Oh, there's the fucking wizard.
What
also
the hell?
Also feel the burn, greatest intern scandal saying.
it's actually the best campaign slogan I think I've ever heard.
Yes.
He's 80.
He's close.
Hey Siri, how old is Bernie Sanders? I don't expect that to work. Dude, you know Alex Trebek is 75?
Okay, Google. What the fuck? Okay, Google.
Born in 1941.
How old is Bernie Sanders?
Hey Siri, how old is Bernie Sanders?
He's 74, guys.
Okay, give me a moment. The answer is 74 years, 10 months, 3 days.
Wow, that's uncomfortably specific.
I didn't realize earlier that Siri was Australian.
Yeah. I also make her... I also tell her to call me Captain.
Siri calls me Master.
That's weird.
I know.
It's like a BDSM relationship you have with Siri.
Bass doesn't call me anything.
Will it call you maybe?
She just answers my questions. Simply the first time. And doesn't give me uncomfortable answers to someone's age.
Don't make it weird.
Then what's the point?
I'd rather have a more accurate answer than a less accurate answer.
That is true, but not when it... Like, just the year is fine. I am one.
Hey, Siri, how old is Alex Trebek? I wonder who's older.
Alex Trebek is
75. Trebek is older.
Wow.
Wait, did she just say 75?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she brought up his Wikipedia article.
Okay, so that was why is she so familiar with Bernie Sanders? Is Siri feeling the burn?
Probably. I mean, you gotta figure volume of questions about Bernie Sanders probably much higher than Alex Trebek. Probably. She's intimately familiar. She's felt the burn. You know what? Why are we even speculating? Hey, Siri, have you felt the burn? Yeah, she has. She doesn't even want to talk about it. Who, me?
She felt it
in a very soft and tender way.
Wow.
I mean, he is 74. It is probably very soft and tender. Alright, are we done with Serpico?
Hope you enjoyed our 5-minute synopsis of Serpico tonight.
There wasn't even a synopsis.
No, I haven't watched it. I feel like I wouldn't have liked it looking at the Wikipedia page.
Probably not. I mean, it was uneven.
It was a 70s crime drama. I would have been very angry.
And it's not even a crime drama. Yeah. It's
not interesting.
There's no mystery to it. It's a bunch of corrupt cops and him frustratedly banging his head against a wall trying to get somebody to listen to him about the corruption.
He's also a dick and stupid.
He does some dumb things.
He does a lot of dumb things, and he's a dick, and he's stupid. Although the most interesting that happens, he gets shot in the face.
I mean, yeah. He's an investigator. He should know how to collect evidence and arrest people. I don't understand why this would have been so difficult for him.
He gets shot in the face.
I mean, I understand that part.
The bullet is near his carotid artery.
Yeah.
Doctor's like, he's still, yeah, we got to check that, still like, there. Like, once a month. Forever. Isn't this a start of Iron Man? That is the start of Iron Man.
The acting was fine.
That there accent was terrible. The mustache was ungodly.
The mustache was
And Melina's
amazing.
Like, why is he Jesus in this picture?
Because it was 1970.
Well, it was the 70s, right?
Is that what happened in the 70s? Yes. Everybody was Jesus?
Yeah. Haven't you seen the posters of that? The dictator? What was his fucking name?
Che Guevara?
Yeah.
Why are we going to bring Che into this?
Jesus was big.
His poster was very similar to the movie poster.
Did anybody else not get subtitles when he was speaking Italian?
No. You don't speak they Italian? They did not do subtitles for the Italian portions.
It's the second movie in a row that I had bullshit subtitles.
Well, that wasn't bullshit subtitles. They just chose not to subtitle that portion of the movie in the original cut.
You could
get most of
no,
it from
I don't
context. You get it most from context. There really wasn't anything interesting. It was a conversation with his mom for the most part.
So Italian's very similar to Spanish, which I feel like you should understand.
Yep. And honestly, sometimes you can even pull French out of it.
Why? He's white, but
he's about to turn around and say, fuck you. Is that Italian or Spanish?
Both.
I understood the sandwich comments and the immigration comments of the fucking chef.
Oh.
Wait.
Which was
Muppet Chef?
No, Chef.
The Swedish Chef?
No, the movie Chef.
I'll say, you shouldn't understand his comments.
In the movie, the chef, he says in Spanish something along the lines of, help us move this equipment into the van or into the truck and we'll give you the best sandwich you've ever had or we'll call immigration.
What movie?
Chef.
The movie
you
Chef.
Didn't watch it.
He didn't watch it.
I'm going to live a very busy life. I'm building a city in Fallout.
All right.
Radiating your
that,
cats.
That just started, like,
yesterday.
We're talking about way back, like, a couple weeks ago.
I know. All
right.
There is
oh,
a...
that, all right.
There is a
I had
scene.
To get Drainic pathfinding. Listen, I had a very rigid schedule. see me fucking cruising around Draenor, my Ashes of Valar now, though. Fuck yes! As I begin grinding a fucking another raid instance for fucking mounts. As soon as I got this one, I'm starting another one.
Well, I beat Terraria.
I can't see the icons. They're too small.
I gave up and went to normal mode, Adam.
What?
I gave up and went to normal mode because I didn't have a high-level friend to help me out in expert mode.
I told you I would play when I could see the icons. The icons are very small. I can't see them.
My problem is I can't see my cursor, so I just base it on where I am
looking,
destroying shit. No, because like my sword throws shit, so like I just try to figure it out based on that.
Is this an ejaculation thing again?
No. My sword literally makes meteors fall from the heavens, Adam.
Yeah.
Melina almost barfed yesterday when I told her that vagina comes from the Greek for sheath. I'm like, this is your fucking people!
So the new Muppets, Swedish
Chef.
Are you
canceled yet?
No. Right. It's I'm enjoying it.
I am too.
It's pretty good. There's a scene where Christina Applegate's on there and
she get naked?
No.
But losing interest.
She's like, I've got this this autograph, who should I make it out to? And the chef's there and he says, Megan. She's like, Megan, oh, is that your daughter? No. She's like, you're Megan? Yes. You go. They made Swedish Chef trans. It's beautiful. they're doing all kinds of crazy shit like that. It's fantastic. They all go drinking and karaokeing at one point.
I saw the Swedish Chef do fucking Rapper's Delight.
That was pretty good.
And it was pretty good. It sounds indistinguishable to me from the original.
I dig it. I think it's fun. It's got a 30 Rock vibe to it.
Don't bring 30 Rock into this.
Is that workplace comedy?
Yeah, that's how they
I mean, it is. It's 30 Rock. The same idea.
Fucking Molina. Mm-hmm. She's like, man, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was really good. We should watch 30 Rock. No, I'm looking for the same style of humor. And I'm like, ah!
What?
I'm like, ah!
She hasn't watched it?
No! And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Tina Fey wrote both! No, I don't know if it's the same style of humor. I'm like, ah!
30 Rock was glorious.
I'm like, I've seen them both!
If anything, 30 Rock is a little watered down.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning, compared to what Kimmy Schmidt is. Yeah. It's like that style on overdrive.
Yeah, I mean, listen, not every episode can be Reaganing.
No.
That Reaganing episode was fucking transcendent.
Reaganing and EGOT.
Yeah, fucking, like, anytime he's going to have sex with himself from the future. The three of us are going to have sex with each other. Oh my.
Austin, you need to watch 30 Rock.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Spooky. He's scary.
Man, boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
God damn it. Or when he goes to North Korea. Does movies with Kim Jong-li. That was before Kim Jong-un, I think. Oh, yeah, because Kim Jong-un steals or kidnaps...
Avery.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Banks.
What is this show about?
It's about
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It's a workplace comedy about a show like Saturday Night Live.
Oh. Written by people who were cast members of Saturday Night Live. So Saturday Night Live.
And they clearly poke fun at NBC as a corporation while they're on NBC. I love how they have it be bought by GE and like it's a subsidiary.
We used to call this the Jew Room. What?
I assume is actual history. Like, not joke. They just
Yeah, that probably is.
That's really real. And then Shinehart wigs. Everybody looks good in Shinehart. What the fuck?
Yep.
All right, we gotta get out of here. I got some lame excuse. That's not real.
That's right. I've got to play StarCraft.
Well, I have to go to bed. Leave.
I get to sleep in tomorrow. I get to sleep in until like 6:40. That's 2 hours.
That's 2 extra hours.